We are up to Simen Kuf Lamed Dalet Siv Beis, and that's what we'll be doing. Mare Pnei Ksiva Sefer Torah Wa'am Ha'omdim Limino L'Smolo Marziro L'Fanav Al'Achrav. What you're supposed to do is show the words of the Sefer Torah to the people standing to your right, to your left, in front of you, and behind you. Shemitzvah Al Kol Anoshim V'Noshim Liro Saksav. There's a mitzvah on all the men and women to see the words, v'lechroa, to take a bow, v'lomer v'zos ha-Torah, and Torah Hashem Tamim. Now, why is the Mechaber telling us about Hagba before we started laning? This is because the Mechaber Shita is that the proper place for Hagba is before Kriyas HaTorah, to show everyone the Sefer Torah, pick it up, and then turn it around for everyone to read, and then you start laning. The Ramah will soon tell us that the Minhag Ashkenaz is not that way. The Minhag Ashkenaz is to do it only afterwards. Now, with regard to Hagba, so the Mishnah Berurah says that ideally one should show three amudim. We're supposed to have three amudim that are open, three columns of the Sefer Torah, but he does say that it really depends on just how much strength the person has. Also, which way do you do it? So he says very much like by the Kohanim, and that is you go from Mizrach to Dorim, which would mean that you go around from your right side, not the left, but the right. Before Kriyas HaTorah, which means after Tachanun, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that on a day that there is no Musaf, Chotzi Kaddish is said, on a day that there is Musaf, Kaddish Sholem, Kaddish Tiskabel is said. There's a mitzvah to walk into shul just when they're about to do Hagba. So if someone is standing outside a shul and knows that they're about to say Hagba, they're about to do Hagba, he should walk inside in order to see it. Now, Al Pi Kabbalah, one should be careful to see the actual words. And if you can't see the words, then you're missing out on something very important. It's brought down Al Pi Kabbalah that there's an Or Gadol, a big light that is Nimshach after somebody who sees the words of the Sefer Torah. When you say Vezos HaTorah, you actually have to be facing the Ksav. So for example, if for some reason somebody picked up the Sefer Torah closed and you couldn't see it, then we couldn't say Vezos HaTorah. Also, somebody who was to the side and for some reason the Magbiah, the one who has Hagba, didn't have the Sefer Torah face him, he couldn't say Vezos HaTorah. Says the Ramah. Our minig is to do Hagba after Kriyas HaTorah. Avak Shemot Tzion also, at the time they take out the Sefer Torah, Omer HaShatz Gadlu, the Shliach Tzibur says Gadlu, V'akol Omrim Romu Avarachmim V'yirachim Am Amusim. The minag is that the Shatz says Gadlu, this is on a weekday, on Shabbos he says Shema Yisrael and Echad Elokeinu. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that when he says Shema Yisrael, when he says Echad Elokeinu, and when he says Gadlu, in each of these psukim, he should lift the Sefer Torah. V'yesh omer lomer ala kol yisgadol, v'cheinogim b'yontif u'b'shabbos. It is our minig on yontif and Shabbos to say ala kol as well. Yesh lahatzik ha-Torah b'yamin. One should be holding the Sefer Torah on his right side, because it says v'yamino techavkeni, and we know that the Torah was also given with the yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'kusha'ola harishin likros omen baruch shenosin Torah. When the first one goes up, we say baruch shenosin Torah. On Shabbos, when the Sefer Torah is brought back, so one says the Mizmor of Havul Hashem. During the week when the Sefer Torah is put back, and Shabbos Mincha as well, one says L'David Mizmor and not the Mizmor of Havul Hashem.